Brilliance Audio presents The Last Trial by Robert Bailey, performed by Eric G. Dove. For my wife, Dixie Davis Bailey. Prologue. Boone's Hill, Tennessee, June 2010. Wilma got home about 8 o'clock p.m. All she wanted to do was kiss her girls on the forehead and go to bed. But when she pulled in the gravel driveway, she was met by a surprise. Miss Yost's car was not there, and the house was pitch dark. Even the fluorescent bulb in the carport, which the old woman always left on at night so she could see when she went out for a smoke, was off. For several seconds, Wilma kept her headlights aimed at the clapboard siding of the tiny dwelling where her children and babysitter should be, but which appeared, for all intents and purposes, abandoned. What's going on? Heart pounding, she parked in the driveway and quickly walked to the front door, fumbling in her purse for the keys. She finally got the door open and turned the light on. There on the coffee table was a note. She ran to it, a sense of dread coming over her. When she picked up the paper, she held it for a split second. Please, God, don't let anything have happened to my babies. Please. She began to read.
Dear Wilma, I've tried for some time now to find justification for your actions, but I can no longer stand by and watch you do this to your children. I knew you were a stripper. People talk, you know. I didn't approve, but I wasn't going to cast stones. A couple of weeks ago, a lady from church said she'd heard you were a prostitute. I didn't want to believe. Then I heard that message on your answering machine. I left it for you to hear. With a heavy heart, I've reported you to DHR. Your kids are now in the custody of the county. Jackie doesn't know. She thinks she's on a field trip. But Lori Ann is devastated. I'm sorry, but I had to tell her. I hope that you will change your ways. I know it doesn't seem so, but I'm your friend, Wilma. I'm doing this for your children. I hope that one day you can be with them again. With love, Carla Yost.
Wilma was numb. No. It was all for them. Everything. All of it. For them, not me. Them. She walked back to her bedroom and saw the blinking light on the answering machine. No. She pushed it. You have one saved message, the monotone voice said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?